Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsoring the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Yo Emanuel ben Sholem Hartman, who was Nifter this week. We're holding Psachim Davin and Ches in the Oiz V'Odu Hadishin, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloche Hei. We're starting Davin from Zayin Amud Beis, two lines before the end of the Amud. We mentioned briefly before that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the only way to throw blood of any korban is you must have the meat or the fat. But im ein basar, ein dam. You don't throw the blood if there's no meat or fat. Says the Gemara, the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua. Comes to Bechadoyim, and one pasuk says, with Avon Chesem and Aleph, ach bechor shor, or bechor kesev, or bechor eiz. And the end of that pasuk it says, es domom tizrik ala mizbeach. You throw the blood on the mizbeach, ves chelbom takti, you put the fat on the mizbeach, ishe reach lechoyach la'ashem. And the next pasuk says, "Ubisorom yelachok echaz atnufo," and then you eat the meat. So the fact you're putting it all together, the blood, the fat, the meat, mashu, you require the meat in order to throw the blood. Then there's another pasuk, "Kostov echadoymer, v'zol koyin sadam al mizbeach Hashem pesach ol moyet, v'ktirah chelav l'reach lechoyach la'Hashem." He threw the blood, and he's going to put it on the chelav, and that's it. It doesn't say anything about the basar. So you see over here that fat is good enough to throw the blood as well. What do you learn from both pasukim? You have either meat or fat, then you throw the blood. So we learned over there, nitmu shireo, nisrifu shireo, ovdu shireo. When you bring a mincha, and the mincha, how does it work a mincha? The mincha is flour, and you do kmitza. Kmitza is the kohen puts his fingers into the mincha, into the flour, and puts that whatever went into his fingers on the mizbeach, that's called the kmitz. Whatever is left over is called the shirai. The shirayim by a mincha is equivalent to the meat by a korban, which was being eaten. So what happens if the shirayim became tameh, or became burned, or got lost? According to Ablazar, it doesn't require, when you have a korban, to have blood and meat. As long as you have blood, even though the meat got lost, it's still okay. So also by mincha, even though you don't have the shirayim, you don't have the rest of the flour, as long as you have a kmitza, you're good enough. Okay, midas abishua psula. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible, because you need the same way you need to have meat by a korban, you need to have the shirayim by the mincha. Shaloi be klisharis, psula. If he didn't put the kaimitz that he takes with his fingers and put it into a klisharis, put it into a vessel of Beis HaMikdash, so then it's possible. Rabbi Shmuel Machshe is Machshe, he holds, you don't have to have a klisharis. Hikdir kaimtzo pa'amayin ksheiro. Meaning the kaimitz is what you fill into the hand. If he did a half of that and one time on the mizbeach, and then another half put on the mizbeach a second time, it's okay, even though he didn't do it in one shot. And the Gemara summarizes here, the sheet is Ablazar of Yeshua. If there's no blood, then you can't eat the meat. You have to do Zriko. But even though there's no meat, blood is good enough. If you don't commit to the put in the Mizbeach, so the leftovers are not good enough, you can't eat it. But even though there's no leftovers, as long as you have commit, so you're good. Yeshua argues. It goes both ways. If you don't have basar, you don't have blood. If you don't have blood, you don't have basar, meaning you have to have both. You mean koimitz and shirayim, and shirayim and koimitz. You have to have shirayim, you have to have koimitz, you have to have both. According to Abchaim, we skip now two lines down. Both said, even though he requires to have the meat, but if he didn't have the meat to throw the blood, it's b'dievet is meratze. And Abchaim explains this only if the meat is tameh. It's there, but it's tameh. So then it works. But if the meat got lost or burned, then it does not work according to Rabbi Yeshua, even b'dievet. Halacha vav zok de mishnah. Nitma kol oy ruboy. If the kol of Am Yisrael completely, or the majority of Am Yisrael became tamim. Or show you koyanim tamim v'akal tor, or the koyanim are tamim. There's nobody to service. And even though Am Yisrael is tor, yasu betumu, you bring the korban pesach betumu. Nitma miut kol, but if only the minority became tamim, hatorim moisim v'sarishon. So the Torah, that their majority, they do the first Pesach, and the minority, the Miut, that they are Tomei, they wait for Pesach Sheni and do the Pesach in the month of Iyar. Says the Gemara, Mantana Roiv. Who's the Mandorah that says you go based on the majority of Am Yisrael? The Mishnah says, if you have the majority of Am Yisrael, so then they do it in Pesach Rishon, and that's the only case you do in Pesach Rishon. Says the Gemara, Ramir, it's a sheet of Ramir. The Tanya Ramir, Oimer, he machatzis kol ashvatim, he machzis shevet kol shevet shevet ubil vadroiv. Referring to korban hail and dover shetzibur. When the tzibur makes a mistake, it has to be a korban hail and dover. but it has to be the majority of Klal Yisrael. So if you have half of the Shvatim, means six Shvatim did the mistake, or you have a Machzi, the Kol Shevet, the Shevet, you have a half of each Shevet, that's not enough. Without Yoiv, you need to have the majority of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatzi Kol Shevet, the Shevet, they agree. If you have only half of every Shevet, you don't bring Korban Helm Dov Shal Tzibur. Ubilvad Yoiv Shvatim Shlemim. Meaning, as long as you have a majority in one of the Shvatim, that's already enough. As the Gemara continues, Shevet Echad Goyer Kol Shvatim. One Shevet can be bring, then all the Shvatim bring Pari Helm Dov Shal Tzibur. I don't think the majority of all Klal Yisrael. If you have a majority of one Shevet, that's good enough. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a majority of one Shevet, which is Tomei, they will do Korban Pesach V'Tumah. The reason of Rameir is Kol HaShvatim Kurim Kol, meaning all Am Yisrael together called Kol. Every Shevet on his own is considered to be a Kol. Says the Gemara, we're using here the Gersa of Reb Chaim. As of the Rabbi Yehuda Ker Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon. Kamor Reb Shimon Omar Kol Shevet the Shevet Kurim Kol. Say Reb Shimon says that every Shevet is called a Kol. Can Reb Yehuda Omar Kol Shevet the Shevet Kurim Kol? So Reb Yehuda says every Shevet is called a Kol. The Reb Shimon is in Maseches Harbiyos. That he also holds that one Shevet can bring Pari Helm Dov Shal Tzibur. So Reb Yehuda works like Reb Shimon. My nafik be ben Aaron, but what is the chiluk between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? So the Gemara Gerira, to be Goyer. What does it mean to be Goyer? So says the Gemara Amud Beis, Reb Shimon Oymer ain't Shevet Echad Goyer Kol HaShvatim. According to Reb Shimon Oymer, if one Shevet did Chet, he brings Korban Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, but only that Shevet brings it. Reb Yehuda Oymer Shevet Echad Goyer Kol HaShvatim. Reb Yehuda holds, if one Shevet has to bring Pari Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, the entire Am Yisrael has to bring Pari Helm Dov Shal Tzibur. The next few lines, according to Reb Chaim, we skip. The Gemara says, even the Reb Yehuda holds the one Shevet carries all the Shvatim. In other words, in order for one Shevet to be goyer all the Shvatim, it's not enough that the Beis Din of that Shevet paskened something wrong. It needs to be that Shevet went to the Beis Din to Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. They got a psak, which is wrong. So now they have to bring Korban Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, and all Am Yisrael to do it as well because they got a psak from the Sanhedrin. What's the reason of this? Right? So in the Mokom Yifcha Hashem, that place Yifcha Hashem is the Mokom Ha'ira, and based on that, that's where you can be Goyel Am Yisrael. Even though that pasuk speak about Zokin Mamre, but you learn from there. My time in the Abuja, the one Shevet can be Goyel all the Shvatim, because it says V'nisach Lechol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Because according to the Abuja, you're speaking there, the one Shevet made a mistake. You have to have Slichol for all Am Yisrael. My time in the Abuja, Shimon, Kilchol Ha'om Bishgogo. Meaning only when Kol Ha'om Bishgogo, then you have to have kapara. But if it's not Kol Ha'om Bishgogo, they're not Negro. So the Mo'am Mikai and Shimon Tavid Rav Yehuda, what Shimon will do with the reasoning of Rav Yehuda? V'nitzel Chol Ha'om Bishgogo, part of the Noshim V'lektani. Meaning, what does Rav Shimon do with this pasuk of Rav Yehuda? What is going to dash with that pasuk? It's to tell me Kol Ha'adas B'nei Yisrael, but not Noshim V'lektani. You don't count the Roiv based on women and children. Mo'am Mikai and Rav Yehuda, time with Rav Shimon, what Rav Yehuda will do the pasuk of Rav Shimon? Kol Ha'om Bishgogo. Meaning, if it started bezogin and then ended bezogin, they start by doing something wrong and then ended and make a mistake, then you don't have power on Dovah Shal Tzibur. There's a pasuk or raya to the mandoma that says that every shev is called a kol, because it says goy v'kal goy miyemi meko. Kishbog was promising Yaakov Avinu that he will have goy and kal goyim. Goy refers to Binyamin, and Kehal Goy refers to Ephraim Menashe. But you see that Binyamin is called a Goy, so you see that he's a Kohol. So now the Gemara connects the sugi to us. The same way they're arguing regarding Parim and Dovah Shal Tzibur, Karim Cholkim Betumah Legabi Betumah by Pesach. Meaning, if you have one Shevet that became Tameh, can they do it Betumah or not? According to Amir, you have to have the majority of Klal Yisrael, as we started the sugi. According to Abiyudah, if you have one Shevet, they can do Betumah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, one Shevet will be Goyer all the Shvatim, that everybody can do with Tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that Shevet will do on his own, and the rest will do with Tahara. And the Gemara now is going to bring a Braiso, which is a standalone Braiso, it's not a continuation of what we learn right now, which just speaks about parallel Sugyo, and we'll continue from here in the next Daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches.